This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, riding shotgun with us for at least the first hour is my friend and colleague, Steve Starrs. What's up, Steve?
Reporting from a disaster zone tonight, Bob.
Really?
Our city has been declared a disaster in our county. Here in Colorado, we have had audacious and hellacious floods in the last 4 or 5 days. Let me explain kind of what happened. There was a big high-pressure system that was locked in over the Great Plains and a big low-pressure system out over Las Vegas. And what's happened was all the monsoon moisture got pulled up into the mountains and no place to go. So Boulder had something like 18 inches of rain. Normally we get 20 inches of rain out here. It hasn't rained all summer, friends. And it's kind of funny that it hasn't rained much all summer. And it's also very funny that we've had these record temperatures out here that have kept this high pressure out there over the plains from getting, the water from getting to the farms and everything like that. It got caught here in the mountains and just started coming down. This wasn't as bad as the Big Thompson flood in 1976, where 103 people were killed. We've only had about 4 fatalities. There are 80 people missing, but the water is everywhere. I'm about a mile from the South Platte River, where the Big Thompson connects with it and all this area. And so you got just this huge amount of floodplain, and there are cattle out there in the middle of islands way out. There's boat rescues. We have, thank God, the National Guard, and this time I'm very glad to see that they're doing a great job out here. They're flying into cities like Jamestown and places like that, bringing people out who've been cut off for about 48 hours without water, without food, without electricity, without power. It's going on pretty intense, and it may continue. We got a little let up in the rain today, but they're expecting some more for Sunday.
I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad you're able to speak with us right now. This has made national news, of course, and the heavy rainfall continues in Colorado, which is, as you said, pretty much unheard of. Can you either confirm or deny the fact that martial law has been declared?
Well, at this point, we've only gotten $5 million from the National Transportation Board to help us clear the roads. And so we do have our governor, our famous governor, John Hickenlooper, who we call Chicken Cooper, or other words. And, he's a declared disaster area. He's trying to get funding. We're probably looking at billions of dollars in damage. The water will continue to flow to the east, Bob, and it's going to go down from the Platte into the Missouri. And they're looking at farmland being flooded all the way out, into Kansas now, because the water is still coming. And just not too far from where I live, there's a major bridge. Interstate 25 has been closed into Wyoming. Wow. You can't get from Wyoming to Colorado. And the highway that I live out on, 85, it was up over the top of the bridge, and they shut that down.
Making traveling very difficult. But, Steve, you see, from an outsider's perspective, and I want to get your take on this being there live on the scene, it seems like there's something strange going on. According to Captain John Burt, You know who that is? Well, he's of the Colorado State Patrol. A heavy storm cell moved through during the night, dumping heavy amounts of rain, then spread east, causing flooding on the eastern plains, then, quote, turned around and headed back. It's a different weather cell than we have ever seen in the past, he said. Perhaps there's something else to blame for this strange weather.
Well, you know, we've had people on who've talked to us, you know, the Murphys and people like that who've talked to us about chemtrails. And the point is that what's happened with a lot of the water that moves across the country, you know, from a west to east direction, generally rains across the Great Plains. But we've had abnormally high temperatures out here. It's been 95, 102 degrees in the last week or so before all this happened, and all across the plain. So you have this huge high pressure cell. So when this water starts to move to the east and gets turned around and this upslope effect comes, then you got all this water trapped in this one corridor of the area over the mountains, Bob, and it has no place to go. So it just hangs in here and starts, you know, dumping all this rain, this monsoon weather, monsoon moisture down on us, and this rolls down through the canyons. Big Thompson Canyon is flooded like it did in 1976, where we lost a lot of people. Luckily, there's only been four fatalities, but we may have more. There are about 80 people unaccounted for. There are boat rescues going on. It's not martial law, and thank God, in a way, I'm glad to see the Chinook helicopters and the National Guard doing what they should be doing, and these guys are, a pat on the back and some applause for the National Guard this time. It's not like Katrina here, at least at this moment. But, it's been horrific and a lot of damage. And you're talking about billions and billions of dollars in damage and a lot of pollution in that water, too, that's washing down out of farms and places, chemical plants and stuff like that. It's all headed for the Missouri and eventually the Mississippi.
Fascinating. Steve, there's a story here that I want to talk about. And we'll continue to give updates about what's going on there locally. Again, I'm glad everything's okay with you and your family. And if we lose Steve, you'll know why. You've been having outages here and there, correct?
Yeah, my internet's been off and on. Luckily, the wireless is still working, but there are a lot of people out of communications right now. If you're trying to reach people out here, they could be just that's one of the reasons why so many people are unaccounted for. But, yeah, it's not too bad. It's horrific in terms of the water coming up, and a lot of people have lost a lot of property. But we're safe. We're fine. Most people are okay here. The flood isn't a flash flood like we've seen before, but it's waters are rising, and it's bad.
So. Right. Well, Steve, for those that don't know you, you're a filmmaker, and you made a film called HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, many moons ago, that is still oh so important to watch and to learn about. Because, you see, a lot of people out there listening right now might not know the full story about the so-called HIV virus. There is a new vaccine, Steve, that I want to get your take on. And you know we've been anti-vaccines on this show from the get-go.
Yeah.
We've shown that the ingredients in the vaccines are nothing short of poisonous. We've shown that the negative reactions have caused all sorts of things, including autism and you name it, from getting a vaccine, especially with children early on. But recently, Steve, there was a study of a vaccine for the monkey equivalent of HIV. And it appears to eradicate the virus, suggests a new study published in the Journal of Nature. It has shown that vaccinated monkeys can clear simian immune deficiency virus, known as SIV. And I want to get your take on this in a little bit. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in tonight's show. I wanted to tease that story and let you perhaps look it up if you haven't seen it yet. Steve's really knowledgeable when it comes to HIV, and it is a 9/11 that continues on a regular basis. Every year, thousands and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in Africa are told that they're dying of HIV, and they are murdered subsequently with all sorts of poison medication and neglected of having access to clean food and, clean water. So we'll talk about that, Steve, in a little bit, and for those that want to catch his film, go to AIDSfraudvideo.com. That's AIDSfraudvideo.com. Steve, in other news, I want to tell you about a brain-eating amoeba. How do you pronounce that? Amoeba?
Amoeba.
Amoeba?
Amoeba.
Okay. Amoeba. a brain-eating amoeba discovered in the parish water supply. This is pretty scary. This might be that zombie apocalypse that we've all been waiting for, this brain-eating parasite. We'll tell you about that as well. But real quickly here, let me tell you about how the talks with the U.S. and Russia are seeming to make progress. Folks, I predicted this, and I'm going to stand by my prediction. They're going to let this one kind of go under the rug here for a little bit. And when we least expect it, just when you think the American people spoke and we were listened to, they're going to come after us, and they're going to come after us hard with some sort of false flag attack that will be the catalyst of the full-on war in the Middle East with not just Syria, but Iran, and who knows, even Russia. All right, folks, quick break. We'll come back with so much more on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So those who've been listening to the Bob Tuscan Show for some time now will know that my colleague and co-host for every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for at least the first hour, Steve Starrs, is an expert on the topic of HIV/AIDS. And he's been dealing with this for some time now. He has a film, HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. The fact of the matter is, this issue continues to be of great concern to me and many people listening right now. It's something that continues to go on. We've been talking about that biological attack, that virus that they're going to infect us with. Well, there's been one, or at least a supposed one, for at least 30 years, and it's known as HIV. The medicine that's prescribed for HIV patients is nothing short of poison, as in the case of AZT. AZT is a reject chemotherapy drug, a DNA destroyer, and try taking that three times a day for the rest of your life and not coming down with immune deficiency syndrome. That's the bottom line, folks. That's the real culprit. It's the medicine. It's the underlying illnesses that are not being addressed. It's the vaccines and so on and so forth. And Steve, before we get into this story now of a recent study that shows a vaccine, touting the vaccine wonders, the vaccine magic, well, the real magic is in the poison of the vaccine, but it's a story that shows that supposedly it clears HIV-like virus in monkeys, but it's not really an HIV virus, and we'll talk about that. It's known as SIV, simian immune deficiency virus. But Steve, please fill in the gaps for the HIV fraud before we shift gears into this, because I hope the listeners understand really what's at hand here, and then they'll have a better understanding of this recent news story on the SIV infections in monkeys.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about this for so long now. In our film HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, we present the press conference on April 23rd, 1984. We're coming up on 30 years of this, friends, when Robert Gallo, if you know him, called a press conference together in 1984, and they announced that they had found the probable cause of AIDS, which was this retrovirus called HIV. Well, it turned out that Gallo had actually pirated his research from Luc Montagnier at the Pasteur Institute, and they'd rushed through everything without peer review to get this announcement made. It was more political at that time than it was scientific, and had they gone through a proper process, I doubt they would have ever made this huge press conference and national program out of this whole concept. As a matter of fact, the Centers for Disease Control had initially looked at all the people who had AIDS, gay men who were in the fast-track lifestyle, who were using poppers, nitrate inhalants. They were looking at people who shot drugs for 10 years. Now, here's something that's really hard to understand, Bob. If you shoot street drugs for 10 years, it might affect your immune system. Do you think that's hard to comprehend? I mean, when you're sticking stuff in your arm every day from off the street, after about 10 years of this, your immune system is going to start to act kind of strange. Well, these were the people who were developing AIDS, and primarily at that point. So the Centers for Disease Control actually did a good job in the beginning. They said, well, this is probably a drug-related lifestyle a process that goes on with these gay men in the fast-track lifestyle. And remember, not all gay men, a very small percentage of gay men actually develop AIDS. But these guys that were in the very very fast-track lifestyle, having 300 to 500 sex partners a year, staying up all night, using nitrate inhalants, methyl nitrate, butyl nitrate, these are the kinds of things that actually have been proven and used in animal tests to cause immune deficiency. And this was the poppers that they were inhaling. About 95% of all gay men with AIDS and had Kaposi sarcoma, the little red lesions that you saw Tom Hanks had on his chest in the movie Philadelphia. That was primarily caused by the nitrate inhalant poppers that were sold over the counter by a company called Burroughs Wellcome, who would later get the patent for AZT. So, I mean, I think people are starting to put it together here. Anyhow, the Centers for Disease Control had already assessed that this was a drug-related problem that was isolated to these groups and was not an epidemic. But you see, Bob, that doesn't sell a big program. That doesn't refinance all of the people who want to be virus hunters and people who think that they're important, looking through, you know, these high-powered microscopes and white lab rat coats and everything like that. I mean, there was a big, big industry that had gone kind of belly up after the virus cancer program had such a failure. So we needed to find new employment for that, and they needed to scare the heck out of you. And when they scare the heck out of you, what do? Well, we just do what the government tells us, and that's the 9/11 scenario, right? So they created the concept of an AIDS virus out of an old retrovirus that had been studying these things for years in cancer. They'd never done anything. These retroviruses were pretty common. People have about 50 to 100 different ones. They don't cause any diseases. But they decided to target just one that they thought they could maybe correlate with AIDS patients, and that became HIV. And so this press conference in 1984 created the AIDS industry by creating a fictitional virus as the cause. So all the research and surveillance at the Centers for Disease Control, facts be damned. It's not going to make us any money. Not only that, we've got to scare the heck out of people and tell them that it's sexually transmitted as well. So, I mean, now all of a sudden there's a plague. You know what I'm saying? What you had originally were the risk groups of drug addicts and gay men in the fast-track lifestyle who had these diseases, plus some hemophiliacs who, by the way, were living longer than ever before in the history of hemophilia because of the treatments with clotting factor VIII. And they also got HIV, the moderate to severe ones did at that time, Bob, because it was in the foreign proteins and in the mixture of all these, all the different donors who had to produce this product for them. But since then, they've changed that. But you had these three groups, and all of a sudden, they created a plague and a fear out of all of this instead of saying, well, maybe if you don't shoot drugs for 10 years, your immune system will not go bad. I'm getting ahead of myself. But the point is, or if you don't involve yourself in this fast-track gay lifestyle where they're using all these drugs, in particular the poppers and the nitrate inhalants, that couldn't be told to the American public. What they wanted was to scare people so they could fund this $350 billion with a B dollar fraud and set up this international lockdown system through the New World Order's World Health System. Well, anyhow, I'm getting back to the point. They really didn't have any solid proof. And as a matter of fact, less than half of the people in Gallo's study actually had the virus, you know. So, I mean, what was causing AIDS in the bigger half, you know? If it wasn't HIV, what was it? None of this was peer-reviewed. They sprung this on the American public and had all the, you know, the ingredients of a great Hollywood seller. You know, I mean, it had sex, it had blood, it had murder, it had, you know, death, it had an infectious disease. And when you scare people with an infectious disease, they shut down psychologically. We've talked about that a lot on your show, Bob. What happens to people when they're frightened and how they're easily manipulated by a government authority. And so that's what they did to create the HIV/AIDS fraud. Now, you can see that in our film, and I want to apologize that somebody keeps taking down every time we link to that free version of the film up on the internet. It's all over there. You can find it in various places. Somebody takes it down, you know. But the film is called HIV equals AIDS Factor Fraud. It's about a 2-hour documentary. It explains 10 reasons why HIV is not the cause of AIDS. Now, getting back to the monkeys. One of the best things you could do if you were a chimpanzee was be injected with HIV, or what they claimed was HIV, and wait it out, because you became a test animal and you never died. All the chimpanzees that they gave HIV did not develop AIDS. Okay, so they came up with something called SIV, simian immunodeficiency virus, and we'll talk about the differences between that. They're not the same, and in both cases, what you have is you have to believe that this virus acts differently than all other retroviruses.
Well, Steve, we'll get to that when we come back in just moments, folks. We have the benefit of an expert on this topic. This is really good information, and we'll continue on the other side of this quick break.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're going to get back to this new study about a vaccine for the monkey equivalent, supposedly, of HIV that appears to eradicate the virus, as studies suggest, in just a second. But as you know, in addition to being a filmmaker and the producer of HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, Steve Starrs is joining us live from the disaster zone in Colorado right now. Steve, any updates on the situation there? Obviously, you still have power and you're talking with us, so there's got to be some stability at the moment, at least where you live.
Well, there is a little bit. They're telling us now that the sewage systems are backing up, of course, and the water's still coming. It's going to be moving east across the state. It'll eventually hook up, the Platte River eventually hooks up with the Missouri and then on down into the Mississippi, and it's going to keep coming. The key thing is how this water got trapped here in the Rocky Mountains with this big high pressure zone across the plains, which has been denying rain and a lot of very high temperatures all across the farmlands there, and then this low pressure out around Las Vegas, which locked all this monsoon moisture up here. So you know, one could speculate as to why, you know, these high temperatures, record high temperatures across the Midwest have been going on all summer, and we haven't had any rain, and all of a sudden now it's all backed up, Bob.
Well, is there any evidence that this is not normal? I mean, isn't that how it usually happens? And then in addition to that question, I wanted to ask you, is there any evidence that the chemtrails or persistent contrails or geoengineering had been taking place in your area leading up to this or during? And is there any evidence, dare I say, of HARP maybe in action here?
Well, I think it's pretty plain, actually, that since we've had such little bit of moisture across the Midwest, and as, you know, the films, What in the World Are They Spraying? Why in the World Are They Spraying? And so many people who've been talking about chemtrails, I remember something that they said, which was very poignant, I thought, and that is that what happens when you spray this aluminum and barium, you know, substance into the air, it kind of shuttles the water across the continent and then starts dumping out on the East Coast in places like that. And my cousin lives out in North Carolina. They had like 2 weeks of solid rain out there. You know, and this is all the moisture that's supposed to be falling on our farmland, friends. And then we had these abnormally high temperatures all across the plains. You know, it's been upwards of 98, 102 degrees, record-setting temperatures here for the last week in crystal blue skies. And at the same time, we get kind of a monsoon action where water sometimes comes up from the Gulf and from Southern California, Gulf of California area, and moves up along the Rocky Mountains. And then that generally disperses across the east in the form of nice, clean rainwater to feed the farms and all the farm animals and all the corn and wheat and crops. Well, that water wasn't going anywhere because it got locked in by this high pressure. So what happened was it dumped on us right here, came rushing down out of the mountains and filling up all the gullies. We don't have a lot of watershed. Boulder got like 18 inches. They normally get about 20 for the whole year. So we got about a year's full of rain and moisture in about 4 or 5 days. Do I think there's a conspiracy nutbag idea? Not me, Bob. You know, I mean, I'm sure it's just one of those things that, you know, is a strange coincidence. But oddly enough, we've had a very, very dry summer, and all of a sudden we get a pocket of moisture built up that's probably a backup system of just the regular water flow, it looks like to me, and this is the result.
When it rains, it pours.
That's right. That's what it did to it. It's going to still rain. And by the way, the Manning versus Manning football game may be compromised on Sunday, too. You know,
the what?
Oh, you know, Eli and Peyton are going to have it out, man. You know,
I don't know who Eli or Peyton is.
Oh, you don't know who Peyton or Eli are? I mean, the New York Giants, the Denver Broncos, man.
Are we talking soccer here? What are
we're talking? We're talking American soccer, football, you know, or rugby or whatever, you know. I mean,
no, it's not American soccer. American soccer. Anyways, come on, Steve. I thought you left doing sports behind. Steve used to be a sports jock, by the way, anchor on the nightly news. And now here's Steve Starrs with your sports update.
How about those Oakland Raiders, everybody? No, I just thought I'd get people's attention because, you know, sometimes when you talk about things like the things that we're talking about, HIV being a fraud and chemtrails and stuff like that, you know, I mean, you kind of lose some folks. So you get back into the Manning versus Manning thing, you know, in order to say, oh, yeah, I know about those guys, man.
You're talking about Reverend Manning?
Reverend Manning. No, Peyton and Eli, they're going to have it out, I guess. But anyhow, the point is simply that, you know, there's so many things going on. We, you know, we're talking about all these things. I mean, look at all the, we haven't even touched the serious stuff, but we've been covering that night and day for the last week and a half or two.
Yeah, unfortunately, there hasn't been any big news when it comes to that, meaning a strike of any sort. And I think the big news is that there is no news in a sense. And we'll get to that in a bit. I also have a TSA grope report that I'll do at some point on tonight's show. We'll have a guest next hour. I'll tell you about him in a little bit. But, Steve, let's revisit this story here about a vaccine for monkey AIDS. Folks, the medical industrial complex and the pharmaceutical industrial complex are doing anything they can to come up with more vaccines for you. And they want to preemptively give you a vaccine for the threat of HIV, just like they preemptively give you a vaccine for hepatitis B and so on and so forth. Steve, tell us about this story.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the difference between HIV and SIV. This is from a website, Mad Sci Network Virology. It says this basically simply. You can just go up and Google SIV versus HIV, and you'll find a lot of this information. The short answer is that HIV is found in humans, and SIV is found in non-human simians or monkeys. The long answer is that these are currently two very different immunodeficiency viruses, but they're just retroviruses, which infect humans and cause AIDS. As I said before in the break prior to this, they infected chimpanzees with HIV, oh gosh, it's been probably at least 17, 18 years ago. None of them ever developed the AIDS, friends, okay, from HIV, not SIV. And one of the safest things you could do if you were a chimpanzee is be one of those test subjects, because they took very good care of you. You were never tested again. They left you alone, and they infected you with a harmless virus that never caused any disease. Now, when they've been talking about vaccines, we talked about how this press conference came about. Margaret Heckler, who was Health and Human Services director at that time, Secretary of Health and Human Services, made this announcement. Under Ronald Reagan. Luc Montagnier had discovered this virus that he called LAV, sent some samples to Robert Gallo. He rushed it through, got a patent on it, renamed it HTLV-3. The name eventually became HIV after the French sued Robert Gallo for piracy and theft. And you, if you've seen the movie The Man Plays On, you understand what happened there. And they patented an antibody test kit, an antibody test kit. Now, for those of you who went back to eighth grade biology and remember that antibodies are produced by your body to defend you from infectious diseases, and for the most part, they're fairly effective. As a matter of fact, that's the reason why we're talking now, Bob, because we have antibodies. If we didn't have these things, we'd probably be dead years and years and years ago. Well, when they test you with the ELISA, the enzyme-linked assay test, what they're testing you for are antibodies. Now, that is what you call a natural vaccine. There's no better vaccine that you can produce than your own human body's vaccine production, which is the antibody mechanism. So what they've been trying to do since all these years, and Margaret Heckler made this announcement back in 1984, almost 30 years ago, that we hope to have a vaccine available for testing against this virus in approximately 2 years. So the vaccine was due in 1986, Bob. Golly, that's what that is now 27 years ago. They've never come up with a vaccine. And the reason why you can't come up with a vaccine for HIV is because HIV is not the cause of AIDS. Bob and I are starting a company, and we're going to create a vaccine against meteorite hits. We have a 99.9% proof that if you take our vaccine, if you stick this chemical in your bloodstream, you probably will never, ever, ever be hit by a meteorite.
We're also developing a vaccine, Steve, for moon landings.
Yes.
You know, there's potential danger with landing on the moon. So
that's right.
Just in case you're ever, you know, that 0.00001% of people that have had an issue landing on the moon, we have a vaccine for you.
Right, and we're going to be going around to all your schools, and we're going to see if we can get laws and people who are, you know, involved in the medical industrial complex to come and talk to your children and tell you why it's important to take this anti-meteorite vaccine to protect you from meteorites hitting you, and the moon landing vaccine as well. So we want to make sure your kids are safe.
All right, Steve, we'll get back to that and finish that up in just a little bit. I got a few other news stories, and I'll tell you about our guest coming up in hour number two in just moments. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
All right, Steve-O, bottom line, this monkey SIV-HIV virus vaccine for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another ploy is all it is. They have to keep telling us, since they've been telling us since 1986, they were going to have a vaccine for this disease ready for testing in 1986. This was the press conference that created the AIDS virus, friends. It's since 1986 they've been telling us they're going to have some sort of a vaccine for this thing, and they've never come up with it. Every time they talk about it, even Gallo downplays the possibility, because you can't vaccinate people with anything that's going to stop this disease if it has nothing to do with the disease agent, just like Bob and I selling you a vaccine that prevents you from being hit by a meteorite or falling off a ladder or something like that. They're never going to have a vaccine for it, but they got to make people believe they do, so they're going to stretch way out into SIV, spend a lot of money on animals, they're going to culture these diseases, and this is very similar to cytomegalovirus, and they can, through manipulation and things like that, kill a lot of animals and claim that they're making some sort of a progress on something that isn't even related to HIV. But they haven't never come up with this vaccine after all these years, just like I could could never really come up with a vaccine to prevent you from having an automobile accident. You know what I mean? It's just not related. So the whole thing has been a fraud all along. And Bob, you had a story about Gallo that we want to get to. This is, you got to hear this. This is the guy that sold you all this stuff in the first place.
Sure, but Dr. Robert Gallo, the supposed co-founder of the HIV virus. I got an email just moments ago from a listener, and if you'd like to email me at any point throughout the show, I check my emails. It's thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. That's thebobtuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N, show@gmail.com. This is from Dave. He writes that here's a document for you of a very old Gallo confession in an Australian court via satellite. He gets $20 million a year for a pension that is essentially dedicated to him because he is the government's point man on HIV. Wow. This guy is a major shill. It has a huge conflict of interest when it comes to this, and he's not the only one. We got Anthony Fauci, another culprit in this.
Yeah, Fauci's been there for so long, Bob. He's been there. I mean, we're going back to the days before the Gallo announcement. So virtually 30 years we've had Anthony Fauci, ahead of NIAID, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. This man used to boast on his webpage that he was Jesuit trained. You know, the Wikipedia talked about his Jesuit training. Both Gallo and Fauci belong to a fraternity called the Sword of Loyola. That's Ignatius Loyola. You know, we're talking about the Jesuits. Margaret Heckler was a Rockefeller Republican, Roman Catholic. So was Luc Montagnier. So the whole thing is like the, go to the mystery Babylon sorcery, if you like, friends. But this thing has been planted and imprinted on people's thinking. And it's very hard to talk to folks because when you try to say that, look, the thing really hasn't worked, I mean, it doesn't cause a disease in any regular amount of time. And look at Magic Johnson. Here's a guy who actually claimed that he wasn't taking the AZT because it made him sick. He gained 30 pounds and played with the Lakers and the Dream Team during that time. I agree with him. You don't gain 30 pounds on a drug that destroys DNA. So that was evidently, obviously true that Magic Johnson did not take AZT. Arthur Ashe, on the other hand, was a heart patient. He was on AZT and didn't last very long at all. AZT is designed to destroy DNA. That's what it's designed to do. It kills your DNA. It's a DNA
chain. It's chemotherapy, right?
Right. It was originally designed as a substance to stop leukemia, to kill white blood cells. So we give this substance that kills white blood cells to AIDS patients. And while it's been a disaster, even Gallo admits now that AZT was a disaster. And he says, well, 500,000 people dead because of this. You got to break a few eggs, Bob, to make an omelet. Science presses on. You know, I mean, this is the kind of criminal activity that's happened. $350 billion with a B, friends. And I say this to a lot of people. You're going to be paying for AIDS for a long time to come. Because all the productivity, all the research funds, all the money. When you have somebody sitting in the hospital and they're with cancer or any other disease and they don't have the funding, you've got minimum wage people trying to take care of them that can't keep them clean from their own feces. They're eating slop. They're in this bad, fly-infested situation. I want you to remember where $350 billion went and all that expertise, all that training, all that money. It went into this fraud. You're going to pay for it. We're all going to pay for this for a long time to come. So, I mean, it's not just that we're talking about, see, it's not about HIV/AIDS. It's about what the medical-industrial complex is doing and this fraud. You know, I should mention very briefly, Bob, and this is something that people need to know. Dr. Walter Donnell just received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Centers for Disease Control. Back in 1987, he was called upon to assess the risk of HIV transmission via sexual transmission between heterosexuals. In his studies in 87, he said that it's like being hit by lightning. That was his words, an exact quote, like being hit by lightning. He said, possibly 1 out of 1,000 unprotected sexual encounters. So he knew back in 1987 that this was not a sexually transmitted disease in terms of HIV infection, much less AIDS. Magic Johnson's wife is HIV negative. Rock Hudson, Liberace, all you go back over the period of time. You see, even Gay Men had one person who was HIV positive, the other was HIV negative. Then they had a study that Nancy Padian did where she had 172, I believe it was, discordant couples, meaning one was HIV positive, the husband or the wife, and the other wasn't. She followed these people for 6 years, okay? One person positive, one person negative. Some had safe sex all the time. Some had safe sex occasionally. Some had safe sex never. In all that time, how many cases, Bob, of HIV transmission between male and female took place between these couples in 6 years? A whopping zero, 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 none in all this time. So you've been told that this is a sexually transmitted disease, friends. There is no evidence for it.
Yeah,
there
that's the bottom line. Folks, really, if you want to learn more about this, please check out Steve's film, AIDSfraudvideo.com, the website to find it. AIDSfraudvideo.com. All right, I'll take Fred's call here, Mr. Producer. He claims, Steve, that he's got a bombshell out of the Scientific American. Let's hear it, Fred. We got only a minute.
You know what? It's actually Science Journal, 24 Feb. 1956. I don't have the actual volume number, but the date is accurate. 24 Feb. 1956. Otto Warburg, Nobel Prize chemist, in that article expose. He precisely delineates, it's called, the article's entitled Origin of Cancer Cells. So what he obliterates is the entire thesis of modern day chemo and radiation, so-called therapy, which is totally oxymoronic.
Right.
Because and in that expose, he explains precisely, that cancer is simply a metabolic anomaly in which the anaerobic energy cycle ultimately progressively predominates over aerobic, at which point that critical mass threshold is attained and the cell's morphology de-differentiates into a cancer cell morphology, at which point also the anaerobic or fermentative energy production predominates. And all that has to be done is to reestablish a predominantly aerobic energy production cycle, and you don't have to kill anything. You just, then the cell redifferentiates into a normally functioning somatic cell. How do you like that?
Interesting stuff. Thank you for that, Fred. Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the cancer virus. Not cancer virus, the cancer issue.
Yeah.
I'm adding virus to the end of it. And that's what they wanted it to be for some time, Steve. They wanted it to be a virus. And when the funding dried up for that, they shifted their attention to the fake HIV virus that is not the cause of AIDS. Steve, any final comments? We have a minute here before we got to go to
that's
hour number
good.
Two.
You know, that's very good stuff. And, you know, we ought to follow up on that. There are so many things that we should go back and look at in cancer, and that's one of them, certainly, you know. Maybe get Peter Duesberg to talk about his cancer research, because all this time he's been diverted having to fight these people over HIV/AIDS, and he's been doing some remarkable cancer research dealing with telomeres and the P53, protein 53 space, and all of these things that cause these cells to metabolically change. Because he's right on. Fred is right on with some of that. That's where we're going
Duesberg
back to.
Duesberg backs that up as well. Yeah, and for those that don't know, Dr. Peter Duesberg, he is the leading virologist out of the University of Berkeley, and is featured in Steve's film, HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. Steve, coming up next hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about the medical mafia and talk with a gentleman by the name of James Kelly. Jim Kelly is somebody who is in a wheelchair. He was in a bad accident, left paralyzed, and he wants to tell us about the stem cell issue, but not just the stem cell issue. There's a lot of controversy and a lot of corruption involved behind the scenes with this. We'll tell you about that in hour number two coming up.
John St-